midst of that, I found out my mother was dying. So I told him, I said, I got to go back home or I'm going to have to quit. So they said, oh, that's fine, we understand. So 5 days after my son was born, we were in a Ryder truck towing the car behind us, driving back to Massachusetts.
From Texas?
Yeah.
With your first wife?
With my first wife, yeah.
Okay. And what year was this?
Oh, that would have been... Well, my son was born in 72. That would have been 72.
Okay.
So we got home, got an apartment in North Andover, and a little later on bought a house, bought my first house in Brockton, Mass. And so it came to be time to go back on the ship. So what they did, what Texaco did is they put me on the Texaco Montana, which was in shipyard. But they had...
On the west coast?
No, on the east coast.
So you're back on the east coast.
Yeah, I believe it.
Taking a break to move back home and to see your mother?
Yeah. And the ship, as I say, was in shipyard. It was in Key Highway Shipyard. But the company had no intention of me taking part in the shipyarding. I found waiting for me more boxes of blueprints. They wanted me to do some more work on calculation of wastage of steel. Which I did.
So your early mistakes and calculations seem to have been forgiven and remedied.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
And you became a specialist with these calculations from the blueprints.
Or else there was no one else that wanted to do it. So that's what I did during that shipyard period. And then it was life back to normal. They'd given my mother 90 days to live, but she hung on for a year.
So she met her grandson?
Yeah. She hung on for a year, and... When she got real sick, I had an opportunity to be a port relief engineer in the New England area. A port relief engineer, what he would do, ships would come into port. Engineers back then were entitled to 16 hours off. And I would go on the ships for 16 hours, usually, you know, take part in the discharging of the cargo.
So you were mainly in port for your career and not at sea?
No, I was at sea more than I was in port. But okay. This was another period of about a year.
Okay.
That I was port relief engineer. I would go to South Boston, Chelsea, Providence, Portland, Maine, and do the port relief. Okay. So then my mother died. And I went back to sea as normal, you know, sailing again.
So that's good. You had some time to spend with her.
Yeah.
Good. And just time frame wise, that was in 1973 by then?
Yeah, she died in 73, October 24th, 1973, she died.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just some days before I was born.
Yeah.
And so... Then you went to sea on what ship after that point?
Well, there were a bunch of them after that.
Were you still
that.
With the Texaco
always
Montana?
No. I can only tell you the ships I spent a good deal of time on. One was the Texaco Maryland. I think I was on her for about 7 years.
From 73?
Not necessarily. There are other ships in there as well.
Okay, so several ships over several years.
Yes, okay. Yes.